Last week we read about Yaakov running from Eretz Yisrael, running for his life, with Esav on his heels. This is the beginning of a long process of Yaakov basically running for his life, constantly fearful. If we look at the beginning of Parshat Vayetze, Yaakov has a vision, sees a Kadosh Baruch Hu on top of the ladder, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes him all types of promises. But the one Yaakov is most focused on is about his immediate future. He says, "Vishafti v'shalom el beit avi." God should return me in peace to my father's home. V'aya Hashem li l'elokim. Then God will be truly shown to me as my God. Yaakov's hope is to return in peace. And as we know, he confronts Lavan. And as we say on the Seder night, "Seyu l'man ma bikesh Lavan ha'arami la'asot li'Yaakov avinu." Lavan bikesh la'akor asakol. Whatever it means, Lavan wanted to threaten, tried to threaten the future of the Jewish people. And when Yaakov finally escapes from Lavan, he returns to Eretz Yisrael, and now he's afraid of a new old enemy. And he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Hatzineni lamiyad achim yad Esav, ki yorei anochi oto pen yavo v'hikani eim al banim." He's afraid, no less, that Esav will destroy all of Yaakov's family, from mother to child. And even when he manages to escape Esav, there's a new threat. He has this terrible interaction with the city of Shechem. His children, Shimon and Levi, respond in a very strong, violent way. And now Yaakov is once again afraid for the future of his family, afraid for the future of the Jewish people. And he says to his sons, Shimon and Levi, "I'm afraid that ne'esfu alai v'hikuni v'nishmadati ani uveti." The peoples around us, the tribes around us, will gang up in retribution for what happened here in Shechem and destroy me and my family. Yaakov is still running for his life, still nervous about the survival of the Jewish people. It's interesting to see the response of Yaakov's children, of Shimon and Levi, to this point that he makes about the fear for the Jewish future. Shimon and Levi respond succinctly with four words. Vayomru, Hachizona yaaseh et achotenu. Should our sister be a harlot? And the question is, what do they mean by that? What's their response? And I think in context, the response is very clear, and this is a point made by Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, the former chief rabbi of England. Yaakov is focused on the survival of the Jewish people, the physical lives of the Jewish people. Shimon and Levi respond that as important as life is, there's also the values that we live for that we need to be wary of. And if protecting our lives comes only through forfeiting our values, we have to rethink whether that equation is truly worthwhile. You're afraid the nations will gang up, but we can't allow our values to be lost in the process of that fear. And this is a very important balance to Yaakov's fear for the Jewish future. There's a counter fear for the values of the Jewish future. The Jewish people care very much about Jewish life, but we care about life because of the values we live for. And the Jewish people are still around today because there were values worth dying for, which made the lives they lived more meaningful. This is obviously a very important idea, particularly as we move towards Hanukkah. The Levush famously asks in his Pirush on the Shulchan Aruch, why is it that on Purim we celebrate through Mishta v'Simcha, physical joy? On Hanukkah we celebrate with Halal and Hodah, more spiritual. And he explains that on Purim we were threatened physically with annihilation. On Hanukkah we were threatened culturally and spiritually. And therefore we celebrate the successes differently. Purim we celebrate with physical celebration, and Hanukkah with Halal and Hodah. It's one thing to be threatened as a physical people. It's another when we're threatened, when our spiritual identity is threatened. And this is something we need to be very conscious of in the world we live in today, where Baruch Hashem, less than in the past, though still existent, Jews are less threatened physically and very threatened as far as our values, as far as our identity, that's chipped away so much by the society around us that people come to identify with. And as we know, this is a process that Jewish people have been facing for hundreds of years, since the 19th, 18th century already in the end. And the Chasam Sofer, who was one of those who fought so valiantly for our values as a people, had a very powerful statement about a pasuk in Tehillim that reads, Perek Mem Vav, Al kein lo nira b'hamir aretz. We shouldn't be afraid, even as the world shakes, literal translation. But the word hamir also means to change, and very often to change identity, to change religion. The Chassam Sofer said, Ein lanu lehityarev lidog shekol ha'olam yasu mumarim chas v'shalom. Rak aleinu l'shor ha'torah v'lo levater al kutzo shel yud. Because we shouldn't be afraid, even of a potential threat that the whole world change its religious identity. We shouldn't sacrifice our religious identity to try to change what we're afraid will happen to others. Our job is to stand on our values and make sure that Judaism has something eternal to keep living with and keep representing. We're not afraid for the Jewish future because we know that as long as we root Judaism in its values, God will continue to ensure that we continue with these values that people will have a reason to value life for. Let's learn that from the story of Shechem and the response of Shimon and Levi. Hachizona yaseh et achoseinu. We seek not only the survival of our people physically, but we know that we accomplish that by protecting the continuation of our people spiritually. Shabbat Shalom.